You must be really excited about this coming year, especially given the difficulties of the last couple of years.
Excited and relieved. It's been a challenging time for everyone across the world, to be honest. We all know the situation that with COVID that we've all gone through, and being a sporting venue, a leisure venue, the business has been affected. We were shut for a period of almost 9 months over the two closures. Once we did get going, we managed to run quite a reasonable selection of events, but for a lot of them, we either had no crowd or very limited crowd, and it was only August last year before we returned to full numbers. So at the moment, as it stands in April, it's an exciting calendar ahead. There are no restrictions on crowd numbers. Cracking content that's coming, some of which has come that wanted to come in 2020 and 21 and couldn't. So, yep, fingers crossed, we're looking for a good season ahead.
Absolutely. And you've got the Scottish Championship car racing starting this Sunday. So, and there seems to be a mixture of things happening on the Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Delighted that we're kicking off with the car race meeting. It's a visiting round of the National Formula Fords, which is a very high-profile single-seater category. And that is going to be raced for the David Leslie Trophy. So the trophy is highly sought after throughout the UK, and there'll be about 20 Formula Fords coming up from England and the rest of the UK to take part chasing for that trophy. But you add in the really strong SMRC classes of the classics, the Fiesta STs, the Minis, even the little Citroën C1s. It's going to be a cracking race day and a great way to start the season.
And the other events like the Hot Hatch track day as well, and Super Lap Scotland as well. So you're really going straight into it this month.
Yeah, absolutely. Immediately after the SMRC, we've got our Easter Family Fun Day. I'm delighted to say that we're returning all the full Easter fun content. We've booked the world famous magician Cammy Young, who has appeared on the Penn and Teller show in Vegas, and Britain's Got Talent. He's going to be coming up. We've got Scotland's strongest man, Andy Black, is going to be doing a truck pull. We've got Easter egg rolling down Duffus Dip during lunch break. There's drifting. There's egg painting, face painting, the works. So that's on Easter Sunday, along with a hot hatch. And end of the month is bike racing, and then we're full on for the right through till, well, basically November, when with the fireworks, which rounds off the season.
And it's all come at the right time, because obviously the last time we spoke, I mean, you were going into the winter and we were going back into some sort of restrictions, but now, like, light has hopefully permanently, touch wood, come at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. And the restrictions have been lifted. We're well aware of you know, sadly a lot of people are still affected by the situation, but generally speaking, things are returning to normal, and being a large outdoor open air venue, then, you know, we're hoping people will have come with confidence to watch the sport that they love.
And also it's a release for many people as well, because motorsport is popular here, and I mean, you are arguably the biggest sports venue in Fife and one of the most important in Scotland. So, I mean, that's not just good for you having the crowds back, but it'll be good for many motor racing loving Scots.
Absolutely. It is a fact. We have an estimated visitor number of around about 170,000 people a year. So things like Edinburgh Castle, Blair Drummond Safari Park, and other places have higher visitor numbers. But as a sporting venue, we are one of the biggest in the country, regardless of the sport. And it's all year. We're open 7 days a week. So there's people here all the time. And the economic knock-on effect is significant, because when a big event comes here, we fill everywhere, and from Rosyth, Dunfermline and Drogheda, all the way up as far as Kinross, sometimes Perth, and all the way west to Stirling with our accommodation requirements. So it's a big thing for us, for Fife, and for Scottish economy generally.
Tell me about Sir Chris Hoy coming to Knockhill, because he's making quite a switch, isn't he, from bikes to rally cars?
Absolutely. Well, maybe not many people know, but Chris is a lover of all things cars. Six-time Olympian on a bike, but he is actually an accomplished racing driver. He's competed at the Le Mans 24 Hour. He is a fantastic driver. He's been up here 2 or 3 times. I've had the honour to take him round the track here about 3 years ago. And so he loves cars, but he is a huge McRae family fan. And I'm sure a lot of people may have seen the documentary when he was given the honour and the privilege to drive Colin McRae's World Championship winning Subaru. Not many people on planet Earth have driven that car other than Colin McRae, and Chris Hoy was allowed to drive it for a documentary that he did. So he's a huge McRae fan, and he is doing the switch from two wheels to four wheels, but from racing wheels to rally wheels, and he will be making his rally debut here on the 2nd and 3rd of July. We're thrilled. He's just about to sit his rally test, because even though he is an Olympian and a Le Mans racing driver, he still has to sit his rally driver's test to check he's competent and knows what all the signs mean and all the flags mean and that kind of thing. So, he's super excited. We're super excited. And he will be one of a whole host of world names that are taking part in that event in July. It's his first event. He will be going into the event having not rallied here before, and this he'll be making his debut here. So beginning of July, and we will be announcing a whole host of other champions, rally champions, obviously, who are going to be here. And it is without a doubt the highest quality profile rally event that we've ever hosted, and likely will ever have been hosted in Scotland with the names that are coming. So it's going to be a special event.
Before then, of course, we have the British Touring Car Championships starting up later this month, and 4 Scottish drivers this year.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen very much over the 60-odd year history. There were people hark back to the heyday in the 90s when we had David Leslie and Anthony Reid, John Cleland. There have been Scots in the past. More recently, Aidan Moffat, Gordon Shedden and Rory Butcher have been flying the flag very successfully, obviously. But Aidan has been joined by 18-year-old Dexter Patterson in the Infinity this year. So 4 Scots, from Gordon Shedden, 3 times champion, to Dexter making his debut. So it's a really nice cross-section of ages, of experience. And it's always interesting to see how the young guns shape up against the not only the past champions, but the current stars such as Gordon and Rory. So really nice, and there's no doubt that we love when the Scots are on track. You can tell by the number of saltires that fly around the track that you can almost tell where they are on the track, because the wave, it's almost like a Mexican wave or a Scottish wave of saltires as they're going around the venue. It's great to see, and if we're lucky enough to get a Scottish win, then we're allowed Scotland the Brave for the national anthem. So No, looking forward to it. It's the end of July. All kicks off in 3 weeks' time for the British Touring Car Championship. But they're here in July, and by then, all four of the Scots should be, you know, really on it.
And intense competition, because when you look at the Drivers' Championship last year, Aidan, Gordon and Rory, if I rightly have said this, they were right next to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a battle of honour, I think, as much as anything at the end of the season. And Gordon won that battle, if you like, by coming out top Scot. But that's separate. They all want to be on the top step overall of the championship, and gunning for podiums and race wins. So the setup that Rory has got with Speedworks is one of the top teams. Gordon knows what he's doing around the world, and you know Dynamics are really getting their act together with the new car. They've got a new car for this year, and of course the champion Ash Sutton won in Infinity, and that's what Aidan and Dexter are in. So that car's got the potential. So all four of them, or certainly three out of the four, will all be gunning for podiums, if not at the start of the season. You know, they will be chasing. So, and it'll be fascinating to see how young Dexter progresses during the year.
Without a question, absolutely. And obviously this year, touch wood again, you'll be hoping that there'll be no coronavirus restrictions this time to worry about. How much bigger can this year's race weekend be at Knockhill in July compared to last year's event?
Well, that last year we were 5 days out of restriction when we went beyond level zero. So we're hopeful that for touring cars we will be back to normal numbers. For superbikes in June, it's 3 years since we've actually had a full crowd, so we're really hopeful and want to do all we can to ensure that the bounce back happens as fast as possible for superbikes. It's the first of our three big events on the 19th of June. So it was only last week. It's 100 days to superbikes. It's probably 90 days to Superbike, so only 3 months away, but we're hopeful that we'll get as close to a normal crowd as possible.
Have you observed an increasing interest in motorsport? Because much has been made of the increasing interest Formula One has had, although I know that F1 doesn't come to Knockhill. Have you had like an effect from that, you know, in the sense that motorsport fans have looked beyond that and discovered the sports that get hosted here?
It's a tentative one, but possibly yes, in that interest in track days has gone up, both for car track days and bike track days. And there's no doubt if motorsport is on TV more often, then more people are watching, more people are interested. And what happened in F1 at the tail end of last year with Verstappen and Hamilton, a lot of people have got their views. I've got my own,
Would you like to tell us?
Yes. I think Hamilton should be 8 times champion. Is my take on it. I think what happened was unfair. It shouldn't have happened, and it should have finished under the safety car, and Hamilton would have been champion. That was what the rules were laid out. That was, and they were changed on the day. So, the fact that there's a new champion, I guess, is nice as well. Shakes things up a wee bit. But bottom line, I think Hamilton should have been champion, and it made world news. It made front page news. It made back page news. It made news for months. And we're still talking about, you know, what happened in November last year. But that kind of exposure definitely filters down about motorsport generally, and hopefully it might see an increase in modestly in terms of people coming to watch and participate. It can only be a good thing.
I mean, I imagine there must have been that added disappointment, because last year they told me that Lewis raced here before when he was younger, and am I right in saying his brother's also raced here as well?
Yeah, Nick will be here in July. He should have been here today, actually, testing, but it's not. But no, Nick's a regular in British touring cars and has been for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. And Lewis was one of many young aspiring drivers, as they all are when they're 16, 17, 18 years old. You don't know where they're going to be in 2 or 3 years after that. Who would have known that I think he was 18 when he was here, that about 4 years after that he would be starting everybody says who's the greatest racing driver of all time. Again, that's a pub debate. Everyone's got an opinion. Hamilton has to be in the top three of all time. And in a lot of people's eyes, he is the best of all time now. I've got a soft spot for Jim Clark because of what he did. Equally, Ayrton Senna, but he was a flawed genius, I think. But I think between Clark, Senna and Hamilton, you could argue around the table till midnight who you think, and it's an opinion at the end of the day, but you could potentially be Hamilton edging towards being number one now, particularly if he can win that eighth title after going through the trauma of last year. That would really seal it, I think. And how he handled himself was top notch. As a human being, I thought he behaved with a lot of dignity and respect. And he's not sometimes champion without being a class act.
He's now got a really formidable rival in the form of Max Verstappen, and this amid all of the controversy in Abu Dhabi, and because even now at the start of this season, he's not leading the championship, but he's found his feet.
Absolutely, and what's nice is the fact that there are what look like three teams, maybe even more, all in contention. Hamilton has got a rate Bottas as a teammate, but he did appear to be a number two driver. George Russell is out to prove himself, different stage in his career, so he'll be chasing Hamilton and pushing him hard, which is nice to see. The fact that Ferrari are back on the game, you've got Alpine not far away. I think it's shaping up to be a cracking season, and they're going to a couple of new venues, which again shakes things up. Usually, Mercedes have not got their car sorted yet, it's definitely now worth watching for the right reasons, for the sporting reasons. Whereas last year, people were watching because of the controversy that happened at the last round. But and it's nice that Ferrari are back. That's I think everybody likes seeing Ferrari do well at some point, and it's going to be a great year.
And finally, last question from me, it's not just going to be a great year in F1, but surely this has got to be one of your greatest years ever, given all the challenges that the venues faced amid the COVID pandemic.
It is a great year. We're pretty much full on from 10th of April through to November. All the events are on the website, and I think I would need to have a 2-hour interview to talk about the highlights, because there is so much. It's all there on the website. What I always like and strive for with what we do here is there's something for everyone. You know, the if you're a two-wheel fan, if you're a four-wheel fan, if you're a rally, if you want to bring up the family for a day out, the Easter and the other family events that we're specifically bringing in extra content for the kids. Our motto at Knockhill is to try and provide the best day out in Scotland, and that's kind of above our door when in our office. And that best day out in Scotland is whether you're a spectator, a driver, a marshal. When you come here, you want to have the best day out in Scotland, and that's what we try and underpin with everything we do here. And this is it's certainly, as we sit here at the beginning of April, looking a promising year, but the last 2 years has taught us all, you know, we've got to take it day by day and month by month, and let's hope the world is a safer place very soon, and we can all enjoy whatever your sport is to the max.
Definitely, absolutely. What a great chat. Thank you so much, Stuart, and thanks for having me back.
Thank you.
Thank you.